Today we're building a Reese Riser pitch session in Ableton Live 12, and this is the kind of move that can make your drum and bass transitions feel serious. Not just loud, not just flashy, but connected. We're talking floor-shaking low end, jungle energy, old-school tension, and a build that actually feels like it belongs to the drop. The big idea here is simple. Instead of dropping in a generic noise riser, we're taking a Reese bass texture and making it rise in pitch. That gives you tension, it gives you identity, and it keeps the bass story intact from the build straight into the drop. In DNB, that matters a lot. The crowd should feel the low-end pressure before the drop lands, like the room is leaning forward with the track. Start by creating a new MIDI track and loading Wavetable or Analog. If you want a clean, flexible old-school DNB sound, Wavetable is a great choice. If you want something raw and straightforward, Analog works too. For the Reese tone, go with two saw-style oscillators, slightly detuned. Keep the detune subtle, somewhere around 8 to 18 cents. Add a little unison if you want more movement, but don't overdo it. 2 to 4 voices is usually enough. You want thickness, not a blurry mess. Then shape the tone with a low-pass filter. Keep the cutoff fairly low at first, maybe somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on how dark you want the source. If the tone feels too clean, add a touch of drive. The goal is a bass sound that has motion in the upper low mids, while the sub can stay stable and solid underneath. That separation is key for club-ready DNB. Now write a short MIDI phrase. Don't just hold one note for 8 bars and call it a riser. Think in phrases, not effects. A good Reese pitch session feels musical. Try a 1-bar or 2-bar idea with only a few notes. Maybe hold the root note at first, then move up a semitone or tone near the end. In a darker roller context, something like F1 held, then a little lift toward G1, and maybe a final push into F-sharp or depending on your key, can work really well. The important thing is to keep the pitch travel believable. In jungle and old-school DNB, small interval moves often hit harder than huge dramatic climbs. They feel rooted, like the bass is still part of the tune instead of turning into some unrelated effect. If you know the key, follow it. Let the rise imply the drop root clearly. That makes the handoff feel way more intentional. Next, split the low end into two jobs. Make a second track for a dedicated sub layer. Use operator or Wavetable with a sine wave, keep it mono, and keep it simple. This sub track should be boring in the best possible way. Fast attack, clean release, no stereo nonsense. If needed, add a touch of saturator so it translates on smaller speakers, but keep it subtle. The Reese layer brings movement and character. The sub layer brings weight and authority. Route both tracks into a bass bus so you can control them together. That makes it easier to balance movement versus stability. On the bass bus, keep an eye on mono compatibility from the start. In DNB, that's not optional. If the sub gets wide, the whole thing can fall apart the moment it hits a club system. Now for the actual pitch session. You've got two main ways to do this. One is to write the pitch movement directly in MIDI, climbing the notes over 1, 2, or 4 bars. The other is to record or resample the Reese, and then automate the audio movement. For an intermediate Ableton workflow, resampling is often the cleanest and fastest option. So here's a solid approach: make the Reese phrase in MIDI, play it out, and then resample it to an audio track. Once it's audio, you can shape it more freely, trim it, consolidate it, warp it if needed, and use fade handles to make the edges clean. Name it something useful, like Reese Pitch Rise 2 Bar FM, so you can reuse it later as a DJ tool or transition asset. This is where the lesson gets really practical. Once the rise is printed as audio, you can treat it like a reusable arrangement weapon. You can reverse it, duplicate it, layer it with fills, or use it in intros, breakdowns, fakeouts, and switch-ups. In other words, you're not just making one riser, you're building a tool. Now shape the sound with Ableton's stock devices. EQ8 is first. On the Reese layer, you can high-pass very low rumble, maybe around 25 to 40 Hz, just to clear out useless sub-mud. If the sound gets cloudy, make a small cut in the 200 to 400 Hz range. If the pitch rise gets harsh or buzzy, tame that 2 to 5 kHz region a bit. After that, add saturator. A few dB of drive can make the rise feel denser and more aggressive without needing extra layers. Then use auto filter to automate the opening of the sound. A low pass opening from around 200 Hz up to a few kilohertz over the build can create that classic sense of motion. For a more tunnel-like feel, try bandpass instead. That can sound very ravey, very old school, and very effective. One thing to remember here is curve shape. A straight automation line can sound flat. Try making the rise start slowly and then accelerate in the last third. That gives the build a sense of pull, like it's being drawn toward the drop. That little detail makes a big difference. Now let the drums participate. A great Reese riser sounds better when the break changes around it. So while the bass is rising, thin out the drums a little. Maybe drop the drum bus by a dB or two in the final bar. Maybe increase the snare roll density. Maybe close the break filter a touch so the bass movement feels bigger by contrast. In old school jungle, that interaction is everything. The drums and bass should feel like they're talking to each other. A very effective arrangement move is to make the last bar feel emptier while the bass gets more intense. Use contrast, not constant motion. If everything is busy all the time, the riser loses its power, but if the break opens up, the bass gets louder in character, and the last note lands with intention. The drop hits much harder. Speaking of a drop, the handoff matters. Don't let the riser just wander off and disappear. Make it resolve into the drop in a meaningful way. You can have the final pitch land right before the root note. You can cut it abruptly into a kick and snare impact. You can reverse a tiny slice into the downbeat. You can even let a little reverb tail duck out as the drop lands. For jungle, a collapse into a break edit right before the impact can feel especially authentic. For a darker roller, you might let the rise resolve into a new bass motif instead of a hard stop. That keeps the motion alive and gives the drop energy from bar one. Either way, the last note should matter. In dark DNB, that final pitch target is often more important than the whole climb. Now a quick word on stereo. Reese basses can sound huge in headphones and fall apart in a club if the low end is too wide. So keep the sub track at zero width. Keep the Reese layer only moderately wide. Test in mono. If the riser loses power, reduce chorus width, lower unison spread, or high pass the Reese a little more. The point is impact, not just size. A useful rule of thumb is this: below about 120 Hz, keep things effectively mono. Let the movement and the width live above that. That way your bass still hits hard on a proper sound system, and the pitch rise reads clearly without turning into low-end smear. If you want to push it further, there are some great variations to try. You can make a halftime fake-out rise, where the drums cut for one beat before the drop lands. You can do a two-stage pitch rise, where the bass climbs a little and then snaps up at the end. You can build a call and response between the riser and chopped breaks. You can even do a reverse in into the actual rise for a stronger pre-impact cue. Another smart trick is subtle harmonic enhancement. A little saturation in the last half bar can make the rise feel more aggressive without flooding the mix. A quiet parallel distortion return can add grime. A tiny filter delay throw on the last note can add width without wrecking the low end. And if you really want that classic jungle feel, layer a chopped break underneath, so the whole thing feels more authentic and less like a generic EDM build. So here's the workflow to remember. Build the Reese, write a short musical phrase, separate the sub, resample the motion, shape it with EQ and saturation, automate the filter with a curve that pulls into the drop, and make sure the drums are supporting the tension. Then check mono, clean up the handoff, and save the result as a reusable transition tool. If you do this right, your Reese pitch session becomes more than just a riser. It becomes a proper DJ tool for tension, weight, and drop impact. And in jungle and old school DNB, that kind of low-end storytelling is exactly what makes the room move.